In the last few days, the Dole campaign has latched onto one issue in particular, whether the Clinton administration made foreign policy decisions to benefit an Indonesian conglomerate in exchange for contributions to the Democratic National Committee. Republicans are calling for an independent counsel. President Clinton has said it is a matter for the Federal Election Commission. NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Sending this case to the Federal Election Commission would freeze it till long after Election Day. Bob Dole yesterday said it's too hot to ignore.
We sent a series of questions today to the President of the United States, five very important questions on the so-called Clinton-Gore-Indonesian connection. And I believe
at the center of the story are an Indonesian conglomerate called the Lippo Group, one of its principals, James Riotti, and one of its former officials, John Hwang. The Lippo Group has connections to Bill Clinton going back to his years as Arkansas governor, when Lippo co-owned an investment bank in Little Rock. James Riotti, son of the family that controls Lippo, ran the bank. Later, in 1992, he and his wife gave at least $175,000 to the Democratic Party and the Clinton Inaugural Committee. John Hwang was one of Lippo's top officials in the United States and was vice chairman of the Lippo Bank in Los Angeles, which has had regulatory problems with federal agencies. In 1994, Hwang went to the Commerce Department to work for the late Ron Brown, the former Democratic National Chairman. Ellen Miller, director of the Center for Responsive Politics.
Ron Brown, the fundraiser extraordinaire from the Democratic National Committee, went to the Commerce Department and continued to, and through his informal contacts, raise money for the party, take big contributors on trade missions. There, you know, is a lot of big money in politics that also wants something in exchange for that, and those are, you know, special deals abroad.
On one trade mission to China, Brown brokered a billion-dollar deal to build a power plant. The beneficiaries were an American company, Entergy, and the Lippo Group. Hwang has since left Commerce and is now a vice chair of the Democratic National Finance Committee. The committee has dozens of vice chairs who have annual fundraising goals to meet. One of Hwang's contributors was the American subsidiary of a South Korean electronics firm, which gave the DNC $250,000. After inquiries by the Los Angeles Times, the contribution turned out to have come from the Korean corporation itself, not the subsidiary. That's illegal, and the DNC returned the money. Hwang also solicited money, $450,000 in all, from an Indonesian couple who were living in the U.S. The wife's father had been a business partner of James Riotti's father. The couple are not U.S. citizens and have moved back to Indonesia. Federal law appears to ban campaign contributions from foreign nationals, but it doesn't apply to permanent residents who hold green cards. Trevor Potter, former chairman of the Federal Election Commission, says that's a problem.
Congress's intent was that the exemption was intended to be for people who had moved here and settled in and were living here and were part of American community life. And what we're seeing now are accounts of people who hold green cards and aren't here. Have gone back to their own country and yet are continuing to participate in the system.
An even larger question is the role of soft money, the loophole that allows corporations, unions, and the wealthy to give unlimited amounts to the party committees, a loophole that raises the stakes for donors and recipients. House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who usually argues for less regulation of political money, said on Sunday the Indonesian story, with its suggestions of influence peddling, will make even the Watergate scandal look tiny. Potter said it at least shows how the post-Watergate reforms have been weakened.
Now you're just coming full cycle, and you're seeing it 25 years later is allegations against a Democratic president. But it's the same issue of to what extent is an administration going to succumb to these temptations.
For their part, Democrats say the administration didn't yield to temptation, didn't do anything in exchange for these contributions. The same argument Republicans have made in the past. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.